Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome to it. Hump Day. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Appreciate you hanging out with us on Old School. 93.7 The Ticket. 402-464-5685. Sarda Heyman text line, Honda Lincoln hotline. If you want to be a part of the conversation, hit us with a what's up, and then let's begin the conversation. I repeat that. Hit us with a what's up, and then begin the conversation. We can have the conversation with you. Be a part of it. You can follow on the live video stream, Sarda Heyman Presents. Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter Live. Husker Hall of Famer Jay Foreman, let them know about the Mercado.
Certified Piedmontese and Butcher Shop, located at 84th and Havelock. Great appetizers, entree, dessert. The Butcher Shop has every type of meat, every type of cut, and plenty of other things.
We're out there on the 9th and 16th. So, Nathan Brennan, please make plans according. Put it on your schedule.
Yeah, Nate. I need the strawberry sorbet.
Well, you need to try the chocolate, too. The chocolate, too, is fire. Like, it's worth the trip, right?
Get you a little bit of everything.
Let's get you out there, right, and let's get you into the space. And they put a nice little care package together for us nice, with a little of this and a little of that. So that we can take with. So, greatly appreciate it. I am going to tell you all to get some water. Get your tea, get some popcorn. Jay Foreman sent me a text, and he said, man, I'm coming in hot. So get your water, prepare yourself, get yourself a nice comfortable place, shut your office door, roll up your car window. I don't know what he's coming with, but when Jay Foreman sends up the flare before, it's worth paying attention to. Jay Foreman, have at it.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, you know, as far – look, there's a – number one, you know, if you're a Husker fan, you know, you know, look, you got to support the coach and the program, regardless of what you think. All right. You know, and that's just the honest to God truth. Obviously you've seen, you know, over social media, you know, former Husker Scott Shanley has an opinion. People don't like your opinion. Well, then don't ask, you know. It's not about when people played. You know, what people need to understand is you want to run around and get the respect of Nebraska football, which particularly comes from when we were successful, because we ain't been successful right now. So I think Nebraska sometimes, you know, fans sometimes like look in the mirror and know, you know, everybody else sees you as a four and you're looking at yourself like you're an eight. We're a four. Okay, we're probably about a 2.5, but I'll just be nice today. We're a 4 since it's the middle of the week. All right, we're not the and here's the equivalent, man. We were. Analogy of the golfer that started lifting weights earlier. You know, hit thousands of balls, competed at every event to win, won majors at an extremely clip for 20, 30 years, 40, 50 years maybe. I don't know how much. Then somehow, some way, we decided we're going to change our swing, start drinking beer and staying up all night, and we want the same respect as when we show on the tee, get up on the tee. Now, the problem is everybody took what we did and continued to do it, and we got bypassed. That's honestly got truth. So we got away from the unique qualities that made Nebraska a really, you know, not even respectable, dominant program. This isn't even about national championships. And so, obviously, it's, you know, look, there's been a lot of change is coming. The change that everybody's been screaming for, it seems like for years, you're fighting tooth and nail. Now the change is here. This is the modern day Nebraska, people. Come to terms with it. Okay? Change is not fun. The changing of the guard is the guard has changed. Okay? The decision making and the way they go about it is not what everybody maybe wants or needs, and that's just the way it is. And there's a lot of people that understand, as much as just like when Bo was fired, Mickey Joseph has taken this whole state by storm. Team, university, everybody included. Faster, and the momentum hit, and I didn't even realize it. But also, you also have to have some self-reflection as well. You know, the history of Nebraska is the history of Nebraska. That doesn't mean that, you know, you hate Nebraska. The history of the United States is the United States. That don't mean I'm moving to, like, Canada. This is where I'm at, and this is where I'm at. This is where I'm rolling. Right? So, but also, just don't put your head in the sand and then start, you know, moving the goalposts. Like, and I'm talking in particular some people that are on the air. Don't come up with, like, illusional, like, checkpoints to get your credit, to get your point across. Just say what you really mean, right? And so when it comes to Mickey Joseph, this isn't even about a black or white thing, all right? It isn't even about a former Husker thing. This is just – I'm just going to speak to you. When you get in situations like this, and there's a lot of emotions to it. You know, you got to give – this is Matt Rhule's job to put his staff together. That's what we're paying him for. And this is what we paid Trev and – you know, whoever else made the decisions to make this decision. Decision is made. It's his job to put his staff together to best suit him. Whether it includes Mickey Joseph or not, there's other parameters that go into it, and there's other facts that go into it, right? None of our business. Whether it works out or not, it works out. But when we're going to talk about Mickey Joseph, we'll just take out all the, I just call the toppings out of it. Let's just talk about, like, the meat and potatoes of it. Okay, which is factual. Okay, resume is impeccable, right? Personality the way he goes about his business is impeccable. Work ethic, second to none.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up.
CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Recruiting, second to none. Just in position coach alone, it's between him and Hartline and Ohio State going at who are the best receiver coaches in the nation. Second to none, right? Grinded his way up from the bottom to the top, right? Started out at high school and worked himself up. So nothing's been given to him. So he has a sense of reality. Team player, all right? So adapting to a new environment. So he went from a national championship type of environment where the expectations are out the roof. Essentially, they fired Ed Orgeron after going 9-7 after winning a national championship, right? To here, and you're trying to tell me there wasn't time that he wanted to call people to the carpet for what was either going right or going wrong. So he's just a team player. Here for the right reasons, which is the University of Nebraska before himself. Because he had other opportunities, but he chose to come back to try to help University of Nebraska because it was time, right? Coaching and it's coaching and invested in the kids to a T, they'll tell you results, right? And people again, there's people on here talk about, oh, he had to win. You know, I know at some point in time he had to win out of the last eight games. He had to win five or six out of the last eight games. All right. So he had to get to the game, to the bowl game. So that'd be five or six wins. Mickey in that position shouldn't have been about, wins and losses. Now, granted, that's in it, you know, but that's not the end-all, be-all. It's a leadership position. So when you talk about leadership, what has he done? Change the narrative, change the actions, change the product, and change the leadership position. And change the culture. So, again, I'm not even talking about what the man looks like, okay? And I'm not even talking about where he put on his jockstrap when he played in college. That's all a cherry on top. So it doesn't matter if it was Mickey Joseph, if it was Jamie Burrow, if it was Carlos Polk, if it was Tony Ortiz, Ben Bubak, and I'm just going on through the linebackers when I was there. It wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter if it was like that win that came from Texas A&M. So at the end of the day, that's why people feel strongly about it. That's why people have opinion about it, right? There's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? It's a credit actually to Mickey, right? Because you got to think, if he was not a team player, if he was petty, he wouldn't have came here in the first place. You want to know why? Because they could have hired him the first time when they hired Lubick. Mm-hmm. They could have hired him then, but it didn't happen. Did he pout? Did you hear him thinking about it? What'd he do? He actually just waited to say, you know, I'm going to go ahead and win a national championship and get two of the best receivers in the league. So, you know who got egg on their face? You know, and so Mickey knows the business. It is a business, and business, you know, business decisions were made. It's a good position for Nebraska to be in, that you have somebody that had such an effect, a resounding effect on the team, the university, the state of Nebraska, for a new coach to come in and essentially benefit off of it. Is it fair? Probably not. Is it, you know, people's preference? Just depends on who you ask. But at the end of the day, everybody needs to get in line and support the program. And then you can do that and also support Mickey, whether what happens, you know what I mean, along the way. Because he's, now we can talk into the benefits, right? Former Husker, former player. But at the end of the day, he's an excellent coach before he's anything. You know what I'm saying? And so that's where I felt like it needed to be said, because Mickey's a tremendous benefit to anywhere he's been. Everywhere he's been a benefit. He doesn't leave a place like, man, I hated that Mickey Joseph was here. You know what I'm saying?
All statements of truth.
You know what I'm saying? So everywhere he goes, he's going to be a benefit. And just because it doesn't work out here right now don't mean it can't work out. It just might not be the right fit right now. And that's and you got to give – and here's what I was – you know, just like everybody had no problem giving Coach Frost or Scott Frost the ability to do that, right? You got to think, Coach Frost, he didn't interview John Perella, who's a former Husker, who actually coaches in the NFL, who actually built up a Catholic high school in California, right? And he's from Grand Island, so I'm not good with Nebraska geography, but I can almost think Grand Island is close to Red River or Wood River, right? That didn't happen. Keith Williams, who coaches for the Baltimore Ravens, who's – if he's in the pros, but he's one of the top wide receiver coaches as well, right? And I know I'm missing people and all that. I'm not trying to get, you know, the names and stuff on the text line. I ain't trying to hear all that, right? So you got to give the coaches a chance to do that. And you got to respect it. You might not like it, but you got to respect it because ultimately what he's doing is he's going to make the best decision at this point in time for Nebraska. Now, whether that is or not, just like with recruits, you could have DP up in Omaha or like DP could be from Kearney. Nate, you're from Lincoln, and we picked the dude from Kearney because right now we think it. But guess what? You could end up like Harrison Phillips. That's what Bo Pelini did. Didn't fit our scheme. Dude's playing on Sundays. Dude you had? They giving out Sundays at Dairy Queen. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to Mickey Joseph, you know, and the support and stuff, you know, look, I know everybody's excited that we have a new coach. It should be exciting, right? Because hopefully the direction is finally going into the right direction. But also don't forget and don't so quickly diminish what Mickey did during the season. Because to be honest with you, this is the way it usually goes, is when you have a coach that's already had head coaching experience, he's the guy that usually takes over. The offensive coordinator is the guy that usually takes over. That's the way it usually goes. Mark Whipple's been a coach before, right? So by getting elevated to this position, you take a lot of risk. So when somebody takes a risk, you just don't be like, oh, man, thanks for taking risks and slap you on the butt. You know what I mean?
All facts.
That's like showing up to the job and they just give you a hand, you know, a handshake and a couple, you know, pieces of bubble gum. I want my filet mignon. You know,
that's the Dusty Rose, Rose promotion. So they slap you on the butt, say thank you very much, and hand you a watch. We'll throw it to break. We'll change the vibe a little bit. Yesterday was Giving Tuesday. We had planned this for today. Partnering with the folks from Beatrice Bakery, we wanted to invite the folks in from Lincoln's Food Bank. To bring to note some of the things that are going on as we prepare for the holiday season. Let's get your giving mood and your giving heart open a little bit. We'll bring in John Mabry from the Lincoln Food Bank when we come back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.